With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration plans to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. On Friday, federal officials reported the arrests of 13 people protesting near an immigration facility outside Chicago. This facility has been frequently targeted during a surge in immigration enforcement. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem also met with employees inside the facility on Friday.
Illinois' Democratic governor says the Trump administration plans to federalize 300 members of the Illinois National Guard. Governor Pritzker didn't specify where the troops would be deployed, but he says the Guard received word from the Pentagon Saturday morning.
British authorities have declared Thursday's Yom Kippur attack against a synagogue in Manchester as an act of terrorism. They're still investigating what motivated the attacker.
Police are questioning six people in connection with the deadly synagogue attack in Manchester, England. Jihad El-Shami was shot and killed by police outside the Heaton Park Congregation Synagogue after he rammed a car into pedestrians and attacked them with a knife. Two people were killed. Detectives say El-Shami, a British citizen of Syrian origin who lived in Manchester, may have been influenced by extreme Islamist ideology. They are still trying to determine if he acted alone. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Friday, police say one of the victims appeared to have been accidentally shot by an officer as worshippers tried to stop the attacker entering the building. A former NFL player in trouble with the law after someone stabbed him during an altercation in Indianapolis.
Indianapolis police say former quarterback Mark Sanchez is hospitalized instead of booked into a detention center. Earlier, police did say they're investigating a confrontation between two men, one of whom is hospitalized with stab wounds. Fox Sports tells us Sanchez is in stable condition.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. This is SRN News. An avowed atheist attacks the left.
Comedian Bill Maher is well known for his atheism, but even he is outraged by the silence on the left over the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. On a recent Real Time with Bill Maher program, he said, "I'm not a Christian, but they're systematically killing the Christians in Nigeria. They've killed over 100,000 since 2009. They've burned 18,000 churches. These are the Islamists, Boko Haram. Where are the kids protesting this?" George Williams, SRN News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. told the United Nations the U.S. won't support World Health Organization policies in a U.N. declaration that promotes abortion and radical gender ideology. Kennedy says the declaration exceeds the U.N.'s proper role while ignoring the most pressing health issues. That's why the country will reject it. He says we can't accept language that pushes destructive gender ideology. This is SRN News. The WNBA's commissioner is responding to criticism from a player.
It's obviously been a tough week.
WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says there's work to be done to repair relationships with players in the league.
I will tell you, I highly respect the players.
Engelbert also said Friday there were inaccuracies in some of the comments attributed to her in a blistering assessment earlier this week by Link star Nafisa Collier. Collier criticized Engelbert's leadership.
Right now we have the worst leadership in the world.
I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked President Trump's administration from deploying the National Guard in Portland. U.S. District Judge Karen Immigrant issuing the order yesterday in a lawsuit brought by the state and city. The Defense Department had said it was placing 200 members of Oregon's National Guard under federal control for 60 days to protect federal property and locations where protests are occurring. More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.